Welcome to the Chamber of Members podcast. Today's special guest is Amy with Amy Lynn's Sweet Shop. We'll get to hear her journey in building a successful small business and hopefully get to taste some of these delicious cookies in front of us. First, a shout out to SBS Consulting Systems for sponsoring this week's episode. If your business needs to implement process improvements, technology integration, or just need some IT support, reach out to my friend Sean Hendrick at SBS Consulting Systems. They want your problems. Amy, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Welcome, morning.
Thanks for having me.
My mouth is watering over these cookies you brought today.
Definitely.
We're definitely going to have to do a taste test before the show's over. First, let's hear a little bit about Amy Lynn's Sweet Shop and how you got started.
So how I got started was as a little girl, both of my grandmothers baked, and my one grandmother used to decorate wedding cakes. So I would just sit and watch her decorate. She would give me a bag of icing just to practice with while she was doing it. So I would just kind of go along with her, and my other grandmother would just bake. She loved to bake cakes and cookies and just used to watch her do that all the time. From then, when I was just out of high school, I would enter the Stark County Fair. I would enter cakes and cookies and that kind of stuff and won a couple ribbons with that. And then from there, people like my friends and family would just be like, hey, can you make me a birthday cake or can you make this for me? And sure. So I started doing all that. And then they just kind of like, you really need to start your own business. And so I just kind of went from that and just got right into the business. So I kind of just do that right now.
It's nice to know a good baker in the family.
Definitely. You said around 10 years now?
Yeah, it's been almost 10 years now since I officially started the business. So
that's awesome. What made you go out on your own and start? Was it just the encouragement from family and friends? Or?
Yeah. They just encouraged me to say, hey, you know, we really enjoy your stuff. You do a great job decorating. Why don't you just start your own business? So I just kind of went with it. And
nice.
What were the biggest challenges starting off?
Probably one of the biggest challenges was trying to get clientele just besides friends and family. Mm-hmm. So I was just trying to grow my business by doing all that and trying to just get the business to come to me.
Yeah, marketing is always a challenge, right? It's like getting the word out. Once people know what you have, it's easy, but it's getting that initial, you know.
So I met you about a year or so ago at the chamber events and see you at every chamber event or most chamber events. Can you let us a little bit about how you've used the chamber to help grow your business?
Yeah, I started attending like the spring and the fall networks. So at those places, you know, you do like the round table talks where you give a little bit of information about your business. Mm-hmm. And I would take samples with me and everybody's like, ooh, samples, you know. And then from there, I did the business expo. So I got a lot of direct contact there with people and then also like the networking lunch clubs.
Oh, nice.
So I meet a lot of people there.
It's awesome. Once they taste it, that's
it's a game changer.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
So talking about the chamber, are there any members you'd like to give a shout out to that's helped you out this year or supported you?
Yeah. First of all, Sean with SBS Consulting for asking me to do this podcast. I appreciate that. Derek Watkins with the Junk Luggers and Ron Rodak with Mirabelle Promotions. Both of them supported me a lot when I first started out. And also Shannon Hostetler with Hostetler Insurance Agency. He kind of got me all the insurance needs that I need for my business. So. Awesome. I appreciate all their help.
That's the great thing about the chamber is you have all those resources that you really develop relationships with and can lean on and trust.
Yep.
That's awesome. I always like to find out what businesses consider their competitive advantage to be. What do you think that your strength or competitive advantage is?
I would probably say my competitive advantage would be my products are homemade. They're made fresh. They're made to order. I do do custom orders. I can do custom cakes. I can do custom cookies.
Nice.
Stuff like that.
Yeah, that's so much better than just going to the store. You know, you can actually have it designed and the taste, but have it designed and fresh for you.
Yes.
It's perfect.
So what kind of cookies are you able to do? I mean, I know we have some awesome cutout here. We have some like Frankenstein, some pumpkins, candy corn cookie, candy corns. I haven't had those yet this year. And ghost, like, do you have a lot of cutouts? Are you able to get different kinds of cutouts?
Yes. I have a giant tub of cookie cutters. And if I don't have the cutter that the client's looking for, I can usually get it. I usually try to find it on the website. There's different websites that I can go to that I can actually order a custom made cookie cutter.
Nice. Yeah, I saw Derek's was the little trucks.
Yes.
And, yeah.
Yep. That's his great. Little yeah. green truck. Yep.
Yeah, that's perfect.
So do you do other than cookies? You do like I saw the cake pops I bought before at the tip club.
Yes, I do cake pops. I do wedding cakes, birthday cakes, baby shower cakes. I do other cookies, like just regular cookies, chocolate chip, peanut butter, chocolate dip peanut butter. I have a new one that I just started making. It's a salted caramel pretzel chocolate chip cookie.
Yum.
So
awesome. Where do most of your business come from? Like what type of events or businesses? Or
so besides friends and families, I get a lot of businesses like from weddings, referrals from the wedding that I've done, birthdays. I know there's a lot of people that would order like graduation cookies and then people that are at their party were like, hey, I want the same thing for my party. So they contact me through there.
Nice. It's nice because you can put like, you know, congratulations in the year and
yes.
you know, you, I mean, you make them up pretty. So that's like, that's, I mean, that, the whole thing is the presentation, right? So
yep. And I can custom make them if they want like a specific name on them or like if they played baseball or football, I can do that with their number on. Awesome. I've done that before.
And we were talking earlier, you do for the weddings, you can even come in and do tastings and
yes.
really sit with them and get what they want.
Yep. They can come in, they can pick out what they want, the different types of cupcakes or cakes that they want. And then I can do a tasting with them, make whatever they want to taste, and then they can try them before they buy them.
Nice.
That's great. Yeah, it's important when you're going through the whole wedding process. Yes. The nerve-wracking process.
Yep.
So do you have any seasonal items that like really hit off during certain parts of the year?
So most of my seasonal item would be at Christmas time. I do the decorated cutouts. I have 13 different shapes for Christmas. Last year, I set a record. I did 96 dozen cutouts just for the Christmas season. So I'm planning hopefully to do more this year. Nice. So I'd like to break that record
break
this year.
Break the 100 mark.
Yep.
Yeah. There you go. That's awesome. Do you have any stories about favorite customers or customer requests?
Yeah, I had one of my very good friends, her daughter, and I've known her since she's been a baby, got married a little over a year ago, and she contacted me to do her wedding cake, her cupcakes, and her cookies for her wedding. Mm-hmm. So that was special for me, and I got to do exactly what she wanted and did a great display of it, and they were very pleased with it.
That's awesome.
So what's the best way for someone to contact you if they want to place an order?
So probably the easiest way to get in contact with me would be through my cell phone number or texting 330-806-4821. Or you can check out my Facebook page, Amy Lynn's Sweet Shop. You can contact me through Facebook or you can email me.
I follow you on there. I like to see the different cookies and the different events you're at because you're all over the place doing all different types of events.
I keep all my events updated on there, like all the different craft shows that I go to or like
or the Oktoberfest.
Yeah, we just talked about places that I'm going to be. Yeah,
that's awesome.
So what's the process when someone calls or message you like to place an order? Do you like try to get some information what they're looking for? Or, like, you know, what do you?
Yeah, I try to get like what they're looking for, especially if it's a wedding cake, if they're looking for a certain design, you know, certain decoration on it or whatever. So I'll sit down with them and go through that process. If it's a cutout cookie, if they can tell me like a shape that they're looking for or a specific, you know, item that they want, I can pretty much do it. If I can find a picture of it, I can usually do it.
Nice.
Yeah, I've seen a ton of business logos that you've done too.
Yes.
Which is
I have.
Great for companies.
Yep, I've done a business logo for Key Innovations and also for Floor Coverings International. I did their business logo on a cookie.
Nice. So what does the order process kind of look like? So when they call in, you work through that and they place the order and then is it like a delivery or do you drop the stuff off or do they come pick it up?
A lot of people actually come to pick it up, but if it's like a wedding or a special event, graduation, you know, something like that, that actually needs set up, I will actually deliver those. And if they can't get to me, I will definitely deliver to them. So yeah, but.
Okay, perfect.
So what are you able to service?
Mostly Stark County. I do some surrounding counties, but mainly in Stark County.
Nice. Great. So I think it's time to try the cookies.
Yeah, I think it's time.
Sure, go ahead.
All right.
I don't know which one I want to do. I think I'm going to do this one.
I'm going to try.
Yeah, that was the other one I was looking at. Yum.
These are my favorite type of cookies. I love sugar cookies with good icing on them.
Yep.
How long does it take to make one of these cookies? Because it feels like that's fairly labor intensive to decorate these.
You know, with a lot of practice, I get pretty good, at it. But yeah, when I'm doing a lot of them, yeah, it takes a while.
Yeah, these are awesome. Mm-hmm. And I knew your cookies were going to be good because I tried them at the Quick Connect we did. Mm-hmm. You did a couple of those. You had a couple of sponsors. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, I'm looking forward to these cookies. I hope she brings some.
Yep. So right now, yeah, these fall ones are my popular ones right now.
Yeah.
So I'm doing all the fall, the Halloween, and then I'll do Thanksgiving after that, and then Christmas.
Do you have like little turkey cutouts?
I do. I have a turkey. Looks like a big turkey with feathers on the back. Yep.
Nice.
My kids love the cake pops too. They didn't last a second in our house. They were gone as soon as I walked in.
Yeah, my cake pops right now are all Halloween. I have ghosts and Frankensteins and pumpkins. So
you had some different flavored ones too, didn't you?
Yeah, I can pretty much do any flavor cake pop they're looking for.
Nice.
So before we go, is there any industry tips you can share with us on baking, making cookies?
I guess it's just to practice, take your time, practice would probably be the most to make them look like you want them to look.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you have to have some artistic talent to be able to do that. I couldn't. They would be messy. Very messy if it was me.
Excellent. Well, Amy, thanks for joining us this week. We really appreciate it. Yeah,
thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Thanks for the cookie.
Sure.
All right. So last but not least, don't forget to visit the Canton Regional Chamber of Commerce website, cantonchamber.org, and get up to date on all the special events they got coming up, all the networking opportunities. I know they have some fun things coming on with the fall, and they always have great stuff.
Networking thing is coming up here soon too, so that really is a good event. I mean, there's tons of people there and you meet a ton of people quick.
Awesome. Well, that's a wrap for our show. Thanks for watching. We'll catch you next week.
Thank you.